This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the hour on the Monday DJV broadcast. It's August 30th. I'm Doug Steffen. Today is National Grief Awareness Day, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here. This is dedicated to raising awareness of the myriad ways in which we all cope with loss. And I guess that sort of fits in here when you look at President Biden going to the Delaware Air Force Base. Dover, Delaware is where all of the 13 bodies came back, and that normally is what happens. So there were 13 restaurants and a lot of, mostly restaurants, but I guess there were some other places that put 13 beer cans to honor the service members who died during the bombing on Thursday. I don't know, what is the beer can supposed to represent?
Well, just you're pouring a drink for the 13 people who won't get to have one ever again. So
yeah.
A lot of people did that as a tribute. A lot of tributes. It was slow coming to social media, but now it finally feels like people are maybe catching up with it a little bit.
How do you mean,
Jen? I mean, people typically on social media are very reactive to certain stories. You know,
they post a lot about
things that are going on, but yet there wasn't as much, and there still isn't as much posting about our servicemen and women who died. And so I think I started to see a little bit of an uptick with people posting more on Instagram. I think a lot of celebrities hadn't done it, and I think they took some heat for it, and so I think influencers and celebrities finally started posting a little bit more. It was particularly hard for my area. Four people were coming from, most of the people who died were stationed at Camp Pendleton, and that's local in Southern California between Orange County and San Diego. And four of the people who died were from California. So there have been a lot of tributes, I think, around locally for a lot of these people who aren't coming back. I mean, if you watch the mothers who are crumpling on the ground by their kid's casket, I mean, it's just awful. It's heartbreaking.
Well, a lot of these kids weren't even alive or they were like a year old or something when we went into Afghanistan. They weren't born or just kids.
The median age is 22.
Yeah.
They were all young 20s.
Right. Yeah. And that's, we went in there and right after September 11th, right, 2001. So, they were just kids. I mean, babies under the circumstances. So the rockets that were fired at the Kabul airport were, is this the ISIS-K bunch or is this Taliban? Who is firing these rockets?
I think they believe it's ISIS-K, but again, the Taliban, they were given a lot of power to try to secure the perimeter of the airport, and many people believe that this is kind of a straw man thing where the Taliban normally doesn't like ISIS-K, but they also like to embarrass Americans. And are there some people in the Taliban who are sympathetic to ISIS-K that might have provided them more access? Yes, the reason we're even dealing with ISIS-K is because there were no conditions really to our withdrawal, not many anyway, especially when it comes to the prisons. And so they opened up the prison doors and let the ISIS-K members who were in there, the Al-Qaeda members who were in there out, and just let them out of prison, the Taliban, when they took control of Kabul. I think probably the most notable story, though, today is that as we are together right now, the last flight out evacuating Americans is on its way home. Mm-hmm. So everything's going to wrap.
But did all Americans get out? There are hundreds or so left.
I don't know if anybody knows.
So here's the story of Marine Sergeant Nicole G., who was 23 years old. She's the one, you saw the picture of her carrying the baby. Remember that last week?
Yeah. Captioning, I love my job.
Yeah, and she was one of the ones that was killed.
Yeah.
And this, so that's, the Taliban, they aren't human beings. That's they're like incestuous worms that come out of the dirt. They're a subhuman species. And, you know, look.
Obviously, I don't know. I feel very sorry for our country and for our allies and all of that. But I really do think that I have so much sympathy for the young women in Afghanistan who grew up with a Western influence, and they don't know any other way. And now they're going to be now they're operating under Sharia law. It's just ugh.
Well, can they get out still? Is there a way for them to get out?
They might be able
to. Some have. Yeah. That robotics, that the sort of story that, you know, has resonated around the world, the young female robotics team, they're, I think, already in Mexico now. They got refugee status.
We were talking about that at dinner last night. I didn't quite understand. They make robotics? What do they, why are they called the robotics team?
Because it's what it is. It's robotics. Yeah. So that's what they, they're engineers, and that's what they do.
The point is that they're women who are educated.
Right.
How did they get the education, though? Did they get it
because
in a school
there were opportunities for women to be educated, in, especially in the big cities. Look, Afghanistan, people don't understand. Afghanistan is very, very tribal. So depending on where you are, there were, you know, different levels of Western culture. In Kabul, there were big pockets of that. Mm-hmm. And so, well, they didn't love seeing women get ahead. There were many people with Western influence that there were many women who were able to go to school for the first time, who were able to walk on the street in just a regular outfit instead of being fully covered. I mean, there was all of that. So now that's gone, and it left in a matter of days. And the concern is these women don't know anything else. The older women will pick up probably where they left off, but the younger women, I don't know. You never know if they're going to push back, if they're not, if they're going to try to get out.
The whole thing is so foreign, pardon the pun, to all of us here. It just seems, how do these people survive? But you don't realize how much, you know, you travel around the world. That's one of the things I'm most thankful for, all the places I've been able to travel in my life. Been to 40 some odd different countries. I've been in every state in our country. And you see different things. I was talking about, I used the word worm to describe these thin cretins coming out of the ground. But there's a scene in The Lone Ranger, the last version of The Lone Ranger with Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp, where they're they're buried in the sand, and these creatures start coming out of the sand, and they are walking over to sort of attack them. That's, I would equate that to the Taliban. They're like creatures that have come out of the dirt, and they just have how they continue to exist in this world. But you look at the topography, you look at how, you know, it's so different. You can't imagine how different it is unless you talk to somebody, or unless you've been there, or you talk to one of these soldiers who's been there. It's even more foreboding than Iraq, and Iraq was bad. But the weather and
I mean, it's very hot and very cold, and it's very mountainous. And that's why people were saying, well, if you really wanted to get out without a huge cost to human life, what you would have done is gone in the colder months, like in the winter months, as opposed to the peak of summer, because truly everybody goes away during the winter months because it is that cold. And so if you were looking to do a mission, then that would be a time to do it. I think we'll be looking at this for a long time to figure out why we did certain things. But, yeah, we'll see what happens next.
All right, while we have you here, before you have to go, I want to know about this parole board vote to give Sirhan a release from prison. I don't
even get this. I mean, this hit my phone on TMZ over the weekend. I mean, this was nuts.
On what exactly? He's 77 years old. Mm-hmm. He killed Bobby Kennedy. And he's been in jail for 50 years. And who was it in the family that said, oh, it's okay, let him get out?
Two of his sons.
Yeah, it was two of the sons. It wasn't just one. It was two of them. But that doesn't even matter. I mean, it's nice that they want to offer forgiveness, but this would never even be considered without the policy of George Gascon, who is the district attorney now in Los Angeles, who's a disaster. And so because of his new policy, he was actually granted parole on Friday. This was the 16th time that he tried to get it. He had no representation from the district attorney's office.
Who represents him? Where that?
Well, he goes before the parole board. It was a two-panel person. This is not a done deal. This still has to go up
well,
to
governor. Well, he was granted
parole,
though, but now you have to see if he's going to sign it. And this is going to be a big issue, I think, for Newsom and for all the candidates who are running to replace him. They're all going to be asked to chime in on this. And Newsom's going to have to make the decision. Do you follow along or do you say no?
Well, it might not even get all the way up there because there's another step in between. This has to have the full parole board for they have to review it, and they've got 120 days, and then
the
governor has another 30. So
they're
going to
ask
farther than this.
No, but they're going to ask. This has already become part of the conversation. Like, they're already asking the candidates, what would you do if you were governor? Because it's going to make it to the if it makes it to the desk, you want to know what the governor is going to do. Newsom's going to have to answer. I know Elder and others have already answered and have been asked that question.
What Elder say?
Oh, that he wouldn't release him.
No. All right. Now, while we're in Los Angeles, I see there's a statistical report. I was talking to my daughter Megan, who's still here for the weekend wedding, and the residents who live in L.A. County who were unvaccinated, 29 times more likely to land in the hospital than their vaccinated counterparts. This is direct from the CDC, so you believe it or you don't, depending on whether you believe the CDC.
Well,
85% of the COVID deaths.
They've had no protection. It's just not dealing with the people who have already had COVID and recovered. I mean, of course, unvaccinated, uninfected people, they get COVID, are going to have a worse time. With the vaccine, you're going to have some level of protection. With natural immunity, you're going to have some level of protection. I think where people start to question things is, where is the information about people who have gotten it and recovered? And that doesn't ever seem to be at the forefront of anything.
No. Well, it isn't. It's so confusing.
Well, I think because we also don't, there hasn't been enough time to really figure out how much time does natural immunity buy you. And that's why I think there have been so many conflicting studies. You know, we said earlier in the show, this is like one day it's one thing and the next day it's totally the opposite. And this has been going on for months. So, yeah, if I were a person who had COVID and then didn't get vaccinated like Jen, I'd be frustrated that there really isn't a concrete answer. How long do I have immunity, and what other steps do I need to take?
Very frustrating. Now I'm beginning to think, after the information we've had on the air this morning, do I want to wait a little while before I get the third shot, because there's liable
to
be some new...
They're going
to
develop one that's probably Delta or Lambda or whatever the new... There's a new South African variant now that's creeping up. So, yeah, you may want to wait until they can tailor make one of them for you or for that variant.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Yeah. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's 23 after the hour now, and those of you who are devotees of the program know that this is the trending portion with Jay Kirshner and her research shine. I have all the ladies doing their research. Important for us to know what's going on, social media, what's trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to get to someone who apparently was stung by a murder hornet right after this.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers in one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Okay, 24 after now. So who is it, Jay, who seems to have been stung? At least she says she was stung by a murder hornet.
Yeah, actress Rose McGowan from Scream and Charmed. She says that she was stung by a murder hornet. She was taking to Twitter, posted a photo of it, said that her body was sweating, her stomach was cramping, she had fuzzy vision, and her balance was off, and this thing, like, would not die. She kept smashing it with books, and it wouldn't crush, the guts wouldn't spill out, it just kind of stayed there and kept moving. But a lot of people, she was calling it a murder hornet, but a lot of people on Twitter were looking at it, and they're like, nah, man, that's a European hornet. They look similar, but they're not the same.
Do they do the same kind of damage, though? The European hornet, I don't know the, I know the murder hornet, the Chinese murder hornet is exactly, it rips
well, it's not
the head
Chinese,
off of.
It's Asian, but yeah, I mean, it rips the heads off of bees, and it can take down a whole beehive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what this European Hornet can do other than annoy Rose McGowan and Stinger, but...
Any which way,
Harvey Weinstein
terrifying.
Sent that. He sent the bee to get her. That's what happened. All right, let's talk about Pink. Father passed away.
Yeah,
I've always
she
liked
lost
Pink.
Her father,
what's the story?
Unfortunately, yeah. She didn't exactly say the cause of death, but she did reveal last year on Instagram he was undergoing chemotherapy for prostate cancer. And she has made it very well known that her father was her favorite person in the entire world.
Yeah.
So she's grieving his death right now.
Yeah, that's always, isn't that sad? It's kind of cool to have somebody, a child, think that well of his or her father or mother. It's just, it's wonderful. So, anyway, Sarah Paulson up next, playing Linda Tripp. Was this on SNL or where was this?
No, Impeachment American Crime Story. So it's regarding the whole impeachment story with Clinton and that whole thing.
Yeah. Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, people are saying that Sarah Paulson should not be playing Linda Tripp because of the fat suit. And actors should not wear fat suits. They should actually hire actors who have the body type. And Sarah Paulson has said that it's an important conversation. She's acknowledged it's an important conversation, but how is this different than a redhead dyeing her hair or wearing a wig to play a blonde? You know, there's a reason that makeup and hair and...
You have to look like the person you're playing. I mean,
yeah, exactly. And there's been a lot of actors out there that have lost a significant amount of weight, changed their bodies, gained a whole bunch of weight for parts. Why? A fat suit is just doing it a lot more healthy.
It's just... Everybody's got something to complain about. We got to find something. There's something for somebody. If you got a lot of unhappy people and they have access to social media, look for a lot of stuff like this. 28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida went ashore Sunday as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States. The fifth largest ever. It knocked out power to all of New Orleans, blowing roofs off buildings, and at times reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. A SpaceX shipment of ants, avocados, brine shrimp, and plants rocketed towards the International Space Station on Sunday. The Dragon is carrying more than 4,800 pounds of supplies for the space station's seven astronauts. It was the second launch attempt, as Saturday's try was foiled by bad weather. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The former president of the Screen Actors Guild and Mary Tyler Moore's TV boss has died of natural causes over the weekend in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday, Asner known best as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Gasoline prices have come down slightly. John Clemens reports.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four at the hour now on the Monday, August 30th version of the DJV program. Don't forget about the daily DJV On Demand podcast. You can hear what's trending, listen to the DJVshow.com website, or better yet, just go wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of people handle it differently. Some people are just different, ladies. You know that, right? Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner. I guess some people think that I'm different. I don't know. I don't know. What does it mean to be different? Well, don't we need people who are different? Don't we need to be able to compare this to that so we know what quote-unquote normal is? I think the world will be a horrible place if everybody were the same. And yet, you pay attention to a lot of social media, Jay, a lot of the things, the comments that people make, that sort of drive people to think. And then, in their mind, it's uninteresting. It's unhealthy for people to all think the same way. And that's what bothers me. I was just looking at a review by one of the critics of talk radio, mostly focusing on how the number of talk radio hosts who have died of COVID who spoke out against getting the vaccine. They were in line with others who are in that group who think that you have to toe the line or you're not a good conservative. And that's, of course, they don't know what the word conservative means anyway. It means to save. And there's nothing about that sort of thinking. You didn't save anything. You lost your life. And you lose lots of other things, too. There's no saving.
Yeah, I feel sorry for their families, you know.
Yeah. Well, they were good, both good guys. The ones I know. At least there have been others. A couple of others. There were four or five of these hosts that have passed away.
Yeah.
The two most notable, Mark Bernier, who died over the weekend, and Phil Valentine, who died last week. They were both wonderful. I like them. They were good friends. Good broadcasters. Good, solid people. Been in their communities for a long time. I think Phil was in Nashville for, what, 30 years? I know Mark was in
quite a while.
Daytona for more than 30 years. He started in Providence and went down to... wanted to live, and he became a mainstay. He was like the king of the town, the mayor of the town, you know. And that is what happens with guys like that, that make a spot for themselves in a community, and they do all kinds of stuff, get really involved in helping out the community. They become very popular, and both of them were very popular in their communities.
And it's such a shame that they, well, I don't know about the second guy, but Phil
Bernier?
Valentine, yeah, Phil Valentine had, you know, really changed his tune on the vaccines.
Oh, yeah. Mark
and his family and, you know, really wanted to get the message out that he regretted not getting the vaccine. And it's so horrible because, you know, we all know families, you know, whether it's, you know, parents and their children or, you know, and their adult children, they don't always share the same views and the same beliefs.
Right.
And
exactly.
So there are so many stories that I've been seeing on social media where, you know, the parent refused to get the vaccine and the kids are there, you know, begging, you know, don't you want to stay here? Don't you want to meet your grandchildren? Don't you want to spend more time with your grandchildren? You know, get the vaccine. Stop making this political. Stop making this such an argument when really we should just be focusing on preserving life, staying healthy, and staying together. And it's too bad that this is just it's been
It presents the discussion about feelings versus facts and how you get a feeling, and that may or may not be based on facts. But you know as well as I do that a lot of the stuff, especially in social media these days, is based on feelings and not necessarily facts. And then, you know, I can certainly, I've done this any number of times.
I don't know, I would maybe, and I know this could be semantics, I wouldn't necessarily call it feelings. I would actually call it agendas. Because everyone has, I think that people
maybe
not necessarily
both.
Have very strong feelings, but they have an agenda that they're pushing. And whether it's, you know, pro-vax, anti-vax.
It? Why?
Well, because there's some sort of they see some sort of inherent benefit in having whatever their agenda is. So I don't really know too many people who, like, just feel that strongly or, like, have emotions about it. It just all feels so political and so and just so agenda-driven.
But it's emotional as well.
And some people just want to prove a point. Like, they just don't want to be told what to do. If they
that's
were
right. To me,
to
that's not a feeling.
They
that's
would
an
go
agenda.
Get vaccinated.
Right.
And it,
right.
Yeah, and it's awful. Well, and look at it. It's not necessarily an agenda with this, but with the Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife, Jacqueline. Both got COVID, both in the hospital. He's out of the hospital now and recovering in a rehab facility while his wife, unvaccinated, he's vaccinated, his wife, Jacqueline, unvaccinated, is in the ICU.
Was there a reason that she's not vaccinated?
Some kind of health issues that stopped her from getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
It wasn't said what, but it was that she wanted to be vaccinated. She couldn't be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
and who would be, what would be an example of someone not being able to get a vaccine shot?
There are some immunocompromised people whose doctors have advised them not to get the shot. There are some people, my friend's grandma has a severe shellfish allergy, and her doctors, she, you know, consulted with several doctors, and they all said it's not worth the risk if you go into anaphylaxis. She's in her upper 80s. So in some cases, you know, there are well-informed people who have discussed it with their doctors, and they've decided that it's just not, you know, it might not be the best or safest thing for them. So I would assume Jesse Jackson's wife, who's 77, I would assume it's something along those lines.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of food for thought here, that's for sure. The personal consumption expenditures price index. Who knew there was a personal consumption expenditure price index? Did you know that? It's just like it's a measure of inflation, but they call it like government
based on like goods and services that people
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Commerce Department says it went up 0.4% last month. That matches pretty much the forecast, because that's pretty much what all these people, that's what the Fed said we would have. Slowdown in inflation, which is what's important to most people, because the prices of things, pretty much everything. I went into the lumber yard, because I'm doing a project on one of the barns, to buy some specialized stuff. And the prices were nuts. I remember buying plywood a year or so ago, 4x8 sheets of real plywood, not that glued crap that comes apart when it gets rained on. But this was, $14-15 a sheet. $27 a sheet for the stuff now.
This is minor, but I bought a pair of boots last year in, like, end of December, beginning of January, so the turn of 2020 into 2021. Mm-hmm. Those same boots are back in the store now for the fall. They're $230 more expensive.
Wow.
I know. It's nuts. It's the same exact pair of boots.
One would wonder how that affected back-to-school shopping, because a lot of, you know, we're back to school now. Pretty much every school district is back in school now. And I wonder what that did to, is there still a tradition of buying clothing or buying school supplies and that
more
sort of
ever,
thing?
Probably,
yeah,
right?
More than ever, probably. Yeah, that first day of school outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also no one bought new stuff last year because everyone was at home. So, I would think that it was even better and stronger this year.
Anyway, well, relating what you're buying to the inflation rate, at the moment, if it stays the way it is, the inflation rate will run around 2%. Year over year, which is pretty normal. But that means prices are going to go back down.
Yeah, the good news is that this inflation that everyone's been sort of panicking about,
lot of talk.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of friends who work in finance on Wall Street, and none of them have been concerned about this. And I'm kind of like, really, guys? Like, really? And just, nope, this is temporary, and this is going to even itself out. And they expect an almost flattening of that curve by mid-fall.
Right. So, and
which
by the way,
that's good news.
The same is true about the COVID thing. There's a flattening out that apparently has even started. You know, we've been the Delta thing has been around now for 4 months, maybe 4.5 months, depending on different parts of the country is different. And there are many places that had an early apex, an early curve up, that are now seeing it go back down. As a matter of fact, where I am here in Massachusetts, the number of people who are affected by this has dropped. Not dramatically, but the numbers are going in the right direction. So then that begs the question, will we talk about this on the air or off the air, the vaccine, and whether or not to get the, I think we talked
the
about
booster.
This before we're back on the air.
Yeah.
Whether we get the booster or not, I want to get a booster. But now information is coming to the surface that maybe it might not be a good idea to get them right now, because if you're just getting more of that same stuff in your body, that isn't necessarily going to protect you from other variants. And maybe there needs to be a new formula in sort of a new... Now, again, is this back to what we were talking about earlier? You know, I always talk about the military-industrial complex, and now I'm wondering if we have a vaccine-industrial complex because of there's so much money.
Oh, we've got a big pharma industrial complex for sure. I mean, we've had that for a long time. Look at, you know, and you've pointed this out. Look at every single TV commercial. It's a drug. It's all drugs. So, sure. You know, and that's something, these are, you know, difficult waters to navigate. You know, how you have to do, there's some amount of trust of the system that needs to take place, right? But then at the same time, I think a healthy amount of skepticism is also good. So, I don't know. I think maybe the 8 month thing, which would probably put you at what, November? It puts me in December.
Maybe.
So I think you were a month ahead
before I start
of me, maybe.
Traveling.
I kind of feel like with schools opening, and I'm in New Jersey, schools haven't opened yet. So, you know, when schools are open, I'm going to kind of give it the month of September to see what, I think we're going to have a better idea of what we're working with and how fast Delta is going to spread through kids and through schools.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe by mid-October there will be some sort of an answer. The good thing about the mRNA-type vaccines, which I'm sure Dr. Jack has talked about, I know he's not in favor of vaccines, but The technology behind it makes it very easy to sequentially go in, take out, and take out a sequence and pop a new one in like a puzzle. So that's actually a really good thing.
Doug's Dirt coming up in a moment, 45 after the hour.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobiliftNA.com/save.
Doug's Dirt. All right. How many people know Victoria and Jay who Amelia Hamlin is? Do you know? Yeah. Jay probably knows who she is, right? You know who she is?
Of course I do. Why would Jay? Jay and I are pop culture sisters, so okay. I would. Yeah. Do you know who Amelia Hamlin is? I think that would probably.
Do you know
be...
who she's dating? Do you know who her parents are? Do you know
her? Her parents are Lisa and Harry Hamlin. Mm-hmm. And apparently she posted a picture of them naked to her Instagram account. She said, quote, "I just found my parents skinny dipping in the hot tub. I was traumatized. I'd always joke whether I liked it or I was traumatized."
She posted a picture of it?
Yeah.
She wasn't too traumatized. Yeah. She
couldn't
took
have been,
the
right?
time to take a photo instead of just
What's
running away
having
screaming
your own hot tub
and putting acid in her eyes.
Naked in it. Like, I don't get it.
Well, I don't know. Do you have
anyway,
children?
Well, yeah. So let's not, you know, we have other stuff we have to get to that's more important than Amelia Hamlin.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria. All right. Update on the storm, please.
Yeah. So Hurricane Ida, as we know, this is a major, major storm in New Orleans. The storm, here's something that's happened. So we know flash flooding. It has actually now overtaken some of the levees in the area south of New Orleans, all along the banks of the Mississippi. Barges have broken loose. It's a mess. The storm is so strong, I've never even heard of this happening. It actually stopped the flow of the Mississippi River near the city of New Orleans and caused it to reverse flow. So the U.S.
Wow.
Geological Survey jumped in and said this is extremely uncommon and that they don't even have too many documented cases of that ever happening. That's how strong and powerful this storm was when it hit New Orleans. And obviously this is the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. This is reminding people of really rough times that they've already gone through. Over 1 million people are still without power. The National Weather Service in New Orleans says that these affected areas are now the next big thing is storm surge and, of course, tornadoes. So tornadoes, as we know, the side effect of hurricanes, this is a big threat today for parts in the eye of that storm for tornadoes. And also the storm surge, they say, could make parts of this area uninhabitable for months. So this is really
lovely.
A big deal. Yeah.
All right, we have all the big deals here. Victoria, Jay, Jennifer, and Doug, 50 minutes, 10 before the hour, 50 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, we're at 53 past the hour now. Time for us to bring Chuck Curry in with some movie moments, movie news, what happened at the box office over the weekend, and the passing of a great actor becomes part of our focus right after this.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
I saw 3D stuff. All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Turn the world on. All right, so Chugga, the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which is probably where Ed Asner became a household name, right?
I would say so. One of the most iconic shows of all time. He won 7 Emmys, 3 for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. That was a great, one of the best shows, I think, of all time, with some of the best cast chemistry, some of the best writing. It was interesting because I read an article before I went on the air how when they spun his character off into another show after Mary Tyler Moore Show ended, the Lou Grant Show, they made the Lou Grant Show into a straight drama. It was not a comedy, and he had a lot of issues adjusting to that. He felt very uncomfortable. I said he had to see a therapist because that's how much stress he was under in that conversion from comedy to straight, but he straight drama. But he wound up winning a few Emmys for that also, and that show was critically acclaimed. Also ran on, I believe it was either NBC. I think it was NBC that both those shows ran on. But he also did Roots. He was a rich man, poor man. He played Peter Strauss and Nick Nolte's abusive father. He was great in that miniseries. He did the voice of in the Disney movie Up, which was a really good animated film by Pixar. He was in a movie called Hard Rain with Christian Slater. Had a great career. He'll certainly be missed. And he's also appeared in the Netflix Karate Kid spinoff Cobra Kai. Had a small part in that also, as I was just discussing with Victoria off air.
Yep. Today is Frankenstein Day.
Really?
Basically honoring, well, the monster, if you will, or all. His name was Victor Frankenstein. How many different movies have there been about Frankenstein?
Well, here's the thing, what people get confused. The scary part, if you call it scary, is Frankenstein's monster. The creator is Victor Frankenstein.
Thank you for that, Chuck. It drives me nuts.
You're welcome.
Yes,
get it wrong.
Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh?
But back in the day, Frankenstein, to people, I guess, was pretty scary. He's sort of tame now, but great literature. What were you saying, Doug?
I just was interested in the different types of Frankenstein that have appeared in the movies, back to Bela Lugosi, and then, you know, fast forward.
Bela Lugosi was Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. Oh, who played Frankenstein?
I don't know.
I don't recall.
Maybe it wasn't important. Okay. So what do we do, box
Robert
office?
Robert De Niro actually played Frankenstein in a movie about 30 years ago.
Really?
He did.
Really?
Yeah, it was an interesting movie, yeah.
Wow.
All right,
and then
so
Gene
over the
Wilder
weekend
with young Frankenstein, right?
Yeah, that was
interesting.
Wilder was
Frankenstein
good.
Looked like Robert De Niro. That's a story for another day.
Right.
But anyway, at the box office, the horror remake Candyman opened number one. It did very well, $22 million opening weekend. That is very solid. That's a good sign. Free Guy came in number two.
The only one who enjoyed that is Jay. She'd be
only a 27% drop off week to week. So that's weekend number three, did 13.5, 79 million here domestically in 3 weeks. That is very solid. Paw Patrol, which is an animated movie, 6.6, 24 million in 2 weeks. Jungle Cruise, 5 million. It's done 100 million now in 5 weeks.
Good movie.
Of release. That's good. So I think things, you know, since I was saying this the other day to somebody, things may not be getting better and better, but they have certainly not gotten worse since movie theaters basically reopened, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right. So I would like to see some more mainstream stuff coming out. What do we have to look forward to in the next couple of weeks? Mainstream, not these horrible Halloween.
There's a Marvel movie called Shang-Chi opening on Friday, but I still think the barometer film will be the James Bond movie in October.
Yeah.
We need that to do well.
You're right about that. So everybody get ready to go. All right, Chuck Curry is here with the ladies.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.